We begin on Amen Av, begin to Zemasta, begins the Gemara Kimni Adam. That in this regard, they're like people. Now, since they have a Muslim mixture, they could have mentioned also Yeshanim, they sleep, and they relieve waste matter, Kimni Adam, like people too. Like, just like we compare a person, half angel, half animals, we mentioned those things that humans have like animals, and we could say that that's what Shaydim are like people. You could say the Habibachlahani, it's already included the things we already mentioned regarding eating and drinking and dying. And Vafla Kaman Laba Khashale, and the truth is, even in the next Gemara, we didn't have to mention it. Just we wanted to keep that that three like that people are like malachim and three like animals, just to keep it number three. So therefore we mentioned those added pieces, but really it's really included in the other ones, just from Harav Rabbochan. Next place, Mazda Bin the Gemara. They asked Mashal Libuchavit. Let him go to this faraway place and do as his heart's desire. Says in the Gamma Mashma, it sounds like, yeah, totally. The Mutav Leila Adam Shasachavit Sebesis. It's better for a person to do his desires discreetly. But Libuchavit, not in public. The like a Pirshach, not like a Binachan, the Shilly Perkamagdushan, at the end of the first Perkadushan, and then after the Pirsh, he explains the Chas Vashem Shabbat Lazabir, that heaven forsake that this is, he's permitting the person to do the sin, even in private. Rather, he's saying, Gil Bashchayim, wear dark clothing, go somewhere else, to Labish Shchayim, because wearing dark clothing, Machsanois, and being hosted somewhere else, but Shab Maliba breaks the person's heart, but Labish is not going to come to do a sin. The Yelchalas is Ma'akshah Mashalibachavit, and now he could do what he really wants to do. The Vade Yinitsim is Kabbalah, because for sure, his inclination is not going to overpower him. But says taste of a sugi d'shmeita, the sugi over here in the mashmak of the Rav Hocha doesn't sound like what like Rabbi Nachman over here, because the Gemara is asking the law hazaken. On Rabbi Yitzchok, who says Rabbi does a sin, but discreetly it's as if he pushed away the feet of the shechina. But if he's like Rabbi Nachman, that he only permitted, he never permitted to do an avera, so there's no such difficulty, because you could say, of course we do avera, but says he does regular shechina. He was just saying do that so that you won't do that. And so from the Gemara's question, definitely sounds like. Not like a Benachanan. And so to Bereish Perek Bas and Maikotten, also at the beginning of the last Perek of Maikotten, Abitzaman Aleph, also it sounds like the way we're saying over here. Next is Master, beginning with the Gemara, the Kahanim is Manjim Beis HaMikdash Kayim. And this that one should not be looking at the hands of the Kahanim is when the Beis HaMikdash was around and then doing Bechis Kahanim. Says Taisim Mekan Kasha Perish Rashi Perik given the Megillah. From here, Zibukah and Rashi, what he says in third Perik Megillah of Chavdal the base. Now he did not. There's a Mishnah that says that Yodav by Hakonius, if someone has spotted hands, the Kain Leizik Haba, they should not do Berachas Kain. Well, Perish Rashi explained, Mishnah Mishnah Mistakumah, because people are looking at his hands. I mean, Mechagiga, the Gemara tells in Chagiga, and Rashi is saying this, that the Gemara says in Chagiga, Mistakumah Kain, Mishnah Mishnah Kabayan, in of Chaos, that if someone looks at the hands of the Kain when he's doing this, his eyes get dimmed. And therefore, spotted these look, so therefore, a spotted coin should not do a Beres Kanim. So, the Velas, it's not true. Meskinah, because Gemara concludes as recording in the Dibbe Maslotais. Tarek Mizvan to Beresim Yish Kanim, this specifically when the Beresim Yish is around. Velo also, I'm not over the Gemara over there. Megillo Big Vulm is talking about out of the Beresim Yish. How do we know this? I mean, the Maxim name of Gemara, because Gemara asks over there, is that really so? Hidab Bishabus did have Huna. We find there was someone that had spotted hands in the neighborhood of Huna, and he didn't see his Gemara. Shan, the Gemara answers, Dumadash Bir Rabbi, maybe because people already cussed him over there. But you see that we're talking about out of the Beis HaMikdash. But according to Rashi, it's only a problem. How's he comparing it to Agumar over here? Agumar is only talking about when the Beis HaMikdash is around. So David says to the Nail Parish with Tim to explain, no, that big will mitzvah. That you were out of the Beis HaMikdash also have been, but not like Agumar is saying. Mishum Heschadas. It's because people are going to get distracted. Because they're looking at the person's hand. Remember, he says, hold on, this tells us. You know, look at the Kamish Shoshayim and Bakhmas when they're doing Beres Gan. What's the problem? Because you're going to be distracted. I could look and not be distracted. So, one thing you see is that the problem is because they're getting distracted, and therefore that's why the Gemara Megillah is saying that it's a problem. But that's not because of Argum and Chagiga, which is specifically regarding the eyes dimming. That's only by the Beis HaMikdash. Not like Rashi compares the two of them. So the next test month begins the Gemara Yisbin Yezav Achula, which there was this whole machlekes, the first machlekes regarding that of doing smicha or not. Now, Yerushalmi Amen, Yerushalmi says, B'Yerushalmi Lohi Machlekes, that originally there was no machlekes, Ela Smicha Bavad, only regarding the laws of leaning on the carbon, because when the Sanhedrin was around, so then even if there was a machlekes, we go on the laws of majority. Besides smicha, which there's a dispute in the Sanhedrin, with the Nesim and the Avos Bezdin, like we said, were disagreeing, so therefore they couldn't necessarily have a definitive ruling. Then subsequently, Amdu Shammai Behil Vasadal. Then Shammai Behil came along and they made four machleksim. And then Mishra Rabbah Tamid Shammai Behil. Then when there was an increase in the students of Shammai Behil Shalashim Shokot Sarkin that they didn't serve appropriately in getting the full understanding of the Messiah, Rabbah Machleks Bezal, then it increased disputes in the Jewish people. But Nechakul, the base kids, it was like a division, almost like two different groups. Sisters, Yeshat Mua. But one has to wonder about this because Hare Nechakul Rabbi Meshal Al Nilva Pruta. The Gemara Sanhedrin of the Testament base tells us that Yerede Machlekis. Regarding the daughter of Shaul, when there's a loan and there's a gift of a pruta. Shaul held that if someone gets engaged with a loan and a pruta, the woman's not engaged. Because his intent was to do the kedushin with the milva, because that's the primary, not just this one pruta. And the halachas makash from the milva is not makadashis. But David held that, no, it is. So we read him machlik is already from that. So say to Hashem, but maybe Kimi the Shaul based didn't have a sabid that loan, but since maybe Shaul with his court they held that your primary intention is on the loan, and there is not a good kedushin. Lahoyu and Mchalikel Abnon disagree with him. Rakhla Fitzvara's David, rather only according to the logic of David, but that was not considered significant enough. Lemiskir Machalikis, that's not considered as a Machalikis. Now more, but Masham Bisham, this to Yisham, he says like we quoted, but Amdu Shami Hill was a doubt, and then subsequently Shami Hill came along, they made for Machalikis and Lemitzin the Perikam the Shabbos, we won't find in the Babylon the first Perikam Shabbos of Adam and Beis, Rakhshleishan Rav Shnei, but we only find three things. Not four things that they disagreed about. Tumnik says, Master begins with the Gemara Shnayim Mezugas Hachreinim Shamru Lismaich, and two of the last pair that had this Machlekes, that they said that to do Smicha Nesim Abed they were Nesim. That says Taisiv Abtid, but don't wonder. Al Hod Chasur Shamay Mehil. How do we mention Shamay before Hill? But the Hill Nasil Kolamer. According to everyone, Hill was the Nasi. I thought we always mentioned the Nasi first before the Abes. So Tzitzikalim, you could say that Beyayis, yeah, because Kigimol Mizugas Rishayim, because three of the first peers, Amr Shloim Lismach, that said not to do Smicha Nesim, they were Nesim, and Meshamis Sabekim Asayin Shami holds like them. So not Kolam Rishayim. So we mentioned Shami first because he's following along their line of logic, and Akab the Nakalah Hakam Rishayim. Actually, since we mentioned him here first over here, which is from the first Machleikasin, Chasul Lebucham Makom Deva. That's why everywhere, whenever we mention, we always mention Shami Mehil or Shami before Hill. And because Malchel like Lamitta, he cannot make a mistake because Lefish Nifnis Malchel Menachem, as the Mishnah said, he was taking the place of Menachem. The Chosh Vachil, who when we originally mentioned Hill and Menachem, mentioned Hill first. Then came Abdesna, so obviously Menachem was the Abdesna, who was second. And Bechit Shem Menachem, so therefore obviously Shem took his place also the Abdesna, and again, therefore we're not going to make the mistake, but we mentioned him first simply because he was following along the same opinion line as the Nesim of the first three peers who had the Machlekes.